Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to this week's Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, and we're glad that you can take time to join in with us today. It's a relatively new time slot for us here at 2 p.m. in the Central Standard Time Zone, so we're happy to be able to add another afternoon, and this goes with our 11 a.m. time slot on Fridays here on KSEV, and then Sunday we still have our 7 a.m. Time slot as well on KSEV. And then we are in some other markets, Phoenix and California, Southern California, the San Bernardino, Riverside, L.A., slice of the market, and I think we're still in San Antonio, but we're going to try to switch San Antonio for Dallas here soon, so we hope to be on a Dallas station, but in any event, love San Antonio. I do a lot of business there. I've got my properties all there, and we like that business environment, but I have not had quite the throughput on the radio that we've had in other markets, so we're going to redeploy some of those assets, and I think we've wanted to be in Dallas for quite a while. We just haven't found the right station and time slot, but I think we have an option now that may finally work. But in any event, I want to remind you, as we do every week at this time, that just because you hear of an opportunity in today's discussions, whether it's a tax strategy or whether it's a asset class or even a specific project, that you should not go jump in head first. Let's continue to suggest that you discuss with your existing advisors, be it legal, tax, real estate, or other investment advisors, to determine that what you heard indeed was correctly deciphered or interpreted, and that more importantly, that those strategies or those opportunities might fit your current facts and circumstances. And if so, well, then perhaps you might want to move forward with what you're hearing. I know that a lot of people that tune in for the first time are not really sure what we mean when we talk about real estate syndications, real estate partnerships. I think most people are totally oblivious to the fact that normal investors, you don't have to be big private equity moguls or big-time real estate developers to play in this arena. As a layperson with some retirement money, perhaps, you've probably got all you need to participate, you know, even now. And you know, most people's wealth, it seems like these days, is tied up in the market, typically in 401k plans that perhaps your employer offers, or maybe you've got your money in IRAs, and you look around and you see what the returns have been over a while, and you're thinking, you know, I'm also going to be retiring here soon, and you're looking at the gap thinking, how will I get there? How will I provide for myself and my spouse and maybe even a family up until the life expectancies that we have these days. The IRS life expectancy tables show most males living till age 80, anywhere between 84 and I think 86, if I recall correctly, the latest updates. And females are anywhere from 87 to 88. That's a long time to pay your monthly living expenses. And, with all the fluctuations in the market, it's timing is critical. And, you look at the swings in the market and, you might drop 20%. And then, when you come back 20%, you're still halfway to where you were. And it's a very difficult thing when you look at the frequency of how money comes out and getting gains to cooperate going back the other way and the requisite amount to make you whole. And, there's a good book on this topic, David McKnight, who I've mentioned before on the air. He's the author of several New York Times bestsellers. The Power of Zero, I believe, was his first. Talks about the getting to the zero tax bracket as you get into retirement, and that's where we like to see our clients headed. We have assorted strategies that can help you get there, not the least of which are these real estate private partnership syndications. And in any event, if you get a chance to read David McKnight's Volatility Shield, it'll open your eyes. It's a novel based on retirement topics and concepts. Really easy read. Trust me, you'll get it. You don't have to be an accountant to understand it, and it'll make you think about the rest of your retirement wealth building life. I'm convinced it'll make you think totally different than what you may be thinking now. But we are affiliated with David McKnight's advisor program and have access to some really marvelous resources to help us undertake planning and analysis on those topics. So if you're interested, or if you do not have advisors currently, feel free to go to our website at beaplannershow.com. That's BEAPLANNER, and then the word show.com. And once you're there on the home page, the show page, you'll notice a set of links just under the title. And on the right side, you'll see forms and you'll see call. And if you'll go to the forms link and complete at least the first steps form, client profile, you can then go to the link next to forms back on the home page and schedule a call. And we'll be happy to spend a few minutes with you once we have your forms to give you some idea of how we might be able to assist you syncing up with what it's going to take to achieve your goals and objectives. In any event, speaking of the Be A Planner Show .com site, let's go to the resources tab, and I've added quite a few new articles for this week to the news page of the resources tab. And I want to talk for just about a 5-minute period here, and then we'll take our first break. But in any event, I've added 7 or 8 articles since this past Sunday show, and I think some of these articles are I try to do a mix of positive versus negative. Unfortunately, these days there's a lot of negative financial news when it comes to our nation's fiscal health and just the real estate market in general in certain facets of it, certain areas. You know, as an example, the office market is just a disaster currently in most locations. Houston happens to be the worst in terms of having the highest vacancy rate. It's amazing just how empty our office buildings are. And yet there is new development still forging ahead. It's like I've said many times, whether it's an up market or a down market, somebody has the strategy that works, and there's money to be made. But in any event, the first article on that list is a article involving BlackRock, the huge investment firm that, gosh, I've lost track of how many billions, if it's not, well, I don't think they're over a trillion under asset under management, but they're probably not far off. But in any event, the CEO of BlackRock sends out his annual letter to investors, and did so this past week. And, you know, they've got the solution, I'm sure, to the problem that the current retirement systems around the world, you know, obviously the U.S. is the one that's near and dear to our hearts, but in any event, he's pointing out that it's not just our country that's in sad shape, it's others. But he actually has some good points here. He is looking at the aging U.S. population and the need to reform the retirement system, giving its looming insolvency. I believe it's the year 2033, and I've got a second article right below this one that pins down that time, and I believe it's 2033, 2034. But the key points in this article are, you know, Mr. Fink takes a look at the history of Social Security, and, you know, the idea was when Social Security came into being that during your working years, the government would take a portion of our income, and then after we retire, it sends us a check every month. And the idea actually originated from pre-World War I Germany. And these old age insurance programs gradually became more popular over the 20th century, largely because the demographics at that time made sense. And he points out that, you know, if you think about somebody who was 65 years old in 1952, if he hadn't retired already, that person was probably getting ready to stop working. But now, think about that person's former colleagues, all the people around his age who he had entered the workforce with back in the 1910s. The data shows that in 1952, most of those people were not preparing because they had already passed away. And, you know, that's the difference, I guess, now. Data from Social Security Administration shows that the ratio of covered workers paying taxes to the number of beneficiaries was 8.6 workers for each beneficiary as of 1955. That number declined to 2.8 workers as of 2013. I think you're beginning to see the nature of the problem here. And, you know, the longevity is another factor that's straining in the financial health of Social Security. It's not just the fewer workers per beneficiary. True, there's more beneficiaries, but they're also living longer. Today, if you're married and both you and your spouse are over the age of 65, there's a 50-50 chance that at least one of you will be receiving a Social Security check until you're 90. 90 years old. Think about that. Well, I don't know what's more remarkable. Is it that you'll be receiving a check or that you'll be alive? One of you, either you or your spouse. If you're over 65 now, 50-50 chance that one of you is going to live until you're 90 or past 90. That's a long time to be paying your monthly plethora of bills. And all of this is putting the U.S. retirement system under immense strain, Mr. Fink added. The Social Security system itself says that by 2034, it won't be able to pay people their full benefits. In fact, it'd be somewhere between a 23 and a 25% across the board cut under the same set of rules. But in any event, the age of 65 is likely going to go up, I'm going to suggest, pretty soon, because that'll be a Band-Aid. It's not going to be a solution, but it'll be a Band-Aid. Let's do this. We went past our allotted time for our break. Let's go ahead and take the break, and we will return momentarily with more news on this week's Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
People always coming up to me and asking, what's your secret? With all you do, your attitude just seems to be so good. How do you keep it? Well, I'm not the Dalai Lama, but I'll try to offer up a few words of advice. You better get to living, giving. Don't forget to throw in a little forgiving and love along the way. You better get to knowing, showing a little bit more concern about where you're going. There's a word unto the wise. You better get to living.
BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com. The Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross.
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-581-0195. 713-581-0195. Or you can send an email to Nathan at npross.com. Nathan at npross.com.
Have you recently joined a real estate mentor program? BeAPlanner.com shows how real estate investments combined with proactive tax planning can generate significant wealth. However, syndication terms for private real estate partnerships are complicated. They help you assess the benefits of ownership from A acquisition to E exit. A planner wants to know what they are signing up for. BeAPlanner.com with CPA Nathan Ross. BeAPlanner.com.
Song Bobby McGee. I'm just longing to be free. Take me where I want to be. Big dreams and fantasies. And there are many just like me with big dreams and fantasies.
Welcome back to more of this week's Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And I wanted to mention, I got a text, which, by the way, the number to text me if you have questions or maybe topics that you would like to see discussed either real time here or perhaps in the near future. just shoot a text to 713-581-0195. And in any event, I had, I bet I had three or four phone calls over the last couple weeks. It's that time of year when everybody's thinking about forming an entity. You know, they want their LLC because they've got a reason. Hopefully it's a good reason. Most of the time it's not. It's a seminar reason is what it is. It's not a valuable asset protection or other. You know, there's various reasons for doing entities for your investments, and I think the most common that I hear is for asset protection. And yet, with the wrong type of LLC as an example, the most common type, which we refer to as a single member LLC, you're really, in most cases, probably getting precious little asset protection. And what has developed over the years since the LLC statutes came out, and most of the states, I don't know if 100% of the individual states have their LLC Act, but most of them do. And the single member is what I would call, and others have designated as, a landmine of wealth protection because of the problems that make it, in the end, may not be that beneficial. And you really would like to try to find a way to have a multi-member LLC. You need to make somebody else, I'm going to suggest a 2% or more member in your LLC, and then you do get the critical charging status or charging order protection that comes with your LLC. It's like having a built-in shield, I guess you might say, because it's what a claimant needs to be able to attach your member interest in an LLC. But in any event, even with the charging order, the judgment creditor that might come after you does not have the right to force the sale of the assets of the LLC, because they cannot make management decisions for the LLC. That differs from the single member LLC. And so, you know, with a multi-member LLC, you may find that most charging orders will never ever even be initiated in the first place because of the protection that's afforded that entity and the assets within the entity. But and then there's other reasons. There are tax reporting reasons that I prefer multi-member LLCs. You file a Form 1065, a partnership return. If it's multi-member, you file a Schedule C or E, depending on the nature of the activity, if you're doing a single member. And so, yeah, it's a little bit less intensive. It's a little bit more convenient on the tax filing side. However, most entity returns have other advantages in terms of how they're processed by IRS, where you would like to have a separate entity filing. So we like multi-member, but if you're thinking about doing an entity, at least talk to an attorney or talk to us. I can help you from a tax perspective. I'm not an attorney. I don't draft LLC documents, but I can point you to some sources that do, and then we can absolutely help you do the bookkeeping or the accounting to support your LLC. And I got to tell you, while we're talking about bookkeeping and accounting, being able to plan for a client is almost impossible if you've got an entity that you're either using to invest or that you're running an active trade or business, and you don't have up to date. Doesn't have to be up to the second necessarily, but it needs to be kept up throughout the year, your accounting, not, you know, one time per year for a tax return. And with the sorted cloud-based accounting systems we have these days, that's easily accomplished for you to give your accountant access to the same data you're looking at. You can do a lot of the day-to-day, or perhaps some of you can. And, you know, there's always the question of, you know, how much money do you make doing your own accounting versus paying some professionals to where you can focus more on your business. And by the way, I know a lot of people, you know, talk negatively about the QuickBooks online product for real estate accounting. And I'm just going to tell you, until you get into the, you know, 75 plus unit apartment buildings, there's nothing wrong with QuickBooks Online, or QBO as we call it. It's a matter of understanding how to use it correctly. And I can almost tell when another accountant starts bad-mouthing QBO for keeping track of rental houses and small apartment buildings, that they've never used it correctly to where they can supercharge the reporting that comes out of it. And it's absolutely capable, but I'll have to acknowledge, as being one of those accountants that used to badmouth it, once I actually used it and understood a few nuances, then I realized how powerful the system can be if you've got it set up right and if you're tracking things in a certain fashion. But again, if you need help with that, let us know, and happy to try to work with you on that topic. Let's go back to our news page under resources on the BAPlannerShow.com website. And let's look at the second article. It's another article on Social Security. And there were a couple points in this article that I wanted to point out. And let's see. They're talking about that the trust fund are going to be depleted here at some point in 2033. And effectively, there's more going out than what's coming in from payroll tax collections. And so the trust fund's been dwindling now for a while, expected to be totally tapped out in a decade. Once the trust funds are depleted, incoming payroll taxes will be the sole source of funding for benefits. And under current law, this is law that's already in place, automatic cuts would kick in to match the benefits paid to incoming revenue. And the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget told Fox Business in an interview, this is right from the article, that the trust funds are tremendously endangered. He pointed to the nonpartisan think tank's research that showed a typical dual-income couple retiring in 2033 could see a benefit cut of 23%, or $17,400 in current dollar annual benefits, with a single income couple seeing benefits cut by $13,100. Those are big cuts if you're living off Social Security, which it was never designed to do, by the way. And it's another reason why we like real estate. You know, real estate is the gift that keeps on giving, and you would like to be able to use your Social Security as your play money, if you will, because you've got real estate investments, particularly multifamily, that pay you dividends or distributions, even if it's through your retirement plan. You know, I hear other mentors on the air, some of the real estate gurus, that poo-poo the 401k because they claim that you pay it it doesn't pay you. Well, that might be true if you're talking about the big company 401k plan that you, for the most part, can invest in real estate private partnerships. But it's absolutely not the case with the self-directed 401 trusts that we single employee employers can undertake. And you might even just simply have a side gig where you're doing an Etsy store, you're delivering pizzas, I don't know, and there's a lot of things you can do on the side gig scene. And that qualifies you to have your own single employee 401 trust, which allows you to send or to roll over funds from IRAs and other 401ks that you might have had along the way. It can even be from a current employer if you're still working and you live in the great state of Texas. And why do I say the great state of Texas? Well, it's because it has a form of community property that allows spouses to partition their retirement assets before they reach the age of 59 and a half or before they separate from the employer that has their 401k plan. And they don't have to get a divorce. Those are the only three ways that you could otherwise partition your assets. But if you have significant funds in your 401 and you'd like to have a chance to earn what oftentimes is an above average rate of return, consider the real estate private partnership syndication market and consider undertaking a partition of those retirement assets so you can put them to work where you direct the investment. You decide who, when, and what to invest in, and you control the money, and you also can determine when to pay yourself. It does pay you. The self-directed 401 trust pays you. And folks that claim to the contrary, I would question what else they're telling you about whatever it is that they consult on. If they're real estate gurus, you better check that advice, because if they don't know enough about the advice they're giving you to cash out your retirement accounts, go pay 30 to 40% of your family's net worth to the IRS, because that's usually what it's going to cost you, and get absolutely nothing in return. Last time I checked, the IRS does not give you much of a return on that investment. You know it's an investment. That's what the Biden administration says every other time they talk about a new spending program, is we need to invest more in whatever the current progressive pig or fat hog is, and you know it's labeled an investment. It's not paying your tax. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's paying your tax, and it's money you're never, ever, ever going to get back, and you don't have to do it. There's ways that you can invest it either through an IRA, which is not the best way, or through the Solo K, also known as a self-directed 401 trust, and we can show you how to do that. And we can show you how to do it even if you're not 59 and a half, or at least 59 and a half, I should say, and whether you have not yet severed employment from the employer that has your 401. Anyway, we'll talk more. I don't know if I'll get to it today or not, but we'll, speaking of IRAs as well, or LLCs, I'll mention to you how we can do wholesaling and own other real estate rental assets if we decide through an IRA or Solo K or the self-directed 401 trust option. Anyway, let's go back. Oh, by the way, To put this Social Security, just one last statement, one last bullet that was mentioned in the article about the trust fund being depleted. Today's 57-year-olds will be reaching their normal retirement age when it's become insolvent. Not a very pleasant thought, and that's why we need a change in policy. And again, go visit the video page under the resource tab on BAPlannersShow.com if you want to see some really good discussion. Representative David Swikert, Republican from the state of Arizona, I've got several of his videos on our video page. Going to be adding a lot more. He's got all the numbers, all the charts, and if we could just get more congressmen, and I don't care if they're partisan or bipartisan, for the moment, let's just get more congressmen that are able to understand what Swikert does and so eloquently depict it in charts and his discussion. He really cuts to the chase. They're 30-minute or 40-minute videos. You would be well advised if you don't understand how bad it's gotten, and you don't. We don't have many years left to turn the train around. Again, the trust fund will be exhausted in fiscal year 2033, and it'll be here before you know it. But anyway, okay, let's pick up with excuse me, the next article. Let's see, I want to skip the one for the bad news for potential home buyers. Prices just hit another record. I think a lot of us are aware of that just from waking up every day. It seems like it's hard, excuse me, to escape it. But in any event, drop down to the next article, a truthful analysis of the U.S. Treasury report. The numbers you need to know, and that's a truthinaccounting.org article, and this is talking about the annual U.S. Treasury Department report that tracks all of our government's promises. Truth in Accounting would argue that this report is the holy grail of fiscal responsibility. It's the blueprint, the roadmap, the GPS of where all of our tax dollars are headed. However, it's virtually ignored by elected officials and the press. And Truth in Accounting, as with most of their videos and their research white papers, etc., they are shining light on this issue with the video that you'll find here on this article's page. And I'm not going to go into it, but it's 30 minutes of absolutely the fiscal math that you need to be aware of. And we should, it's like they say here in the article, we should make this required viewing for all high school and college students, since they are the ones that will ultimately be paying for these debts. And I tell you, you might find some of your kids or grandkids really upset at us, our generation, for having spent like drunken sailors. And it's really, it's unbelievable how bad off the deficit is. I talk about it every week. This is one week where I'm not going to go into the details. I'm not going to go visit the U.S. debt clock. Maybe we'll save that for next or for tomorrow's show, since we'll be back on tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Okay, let's go ahead and take that second break, and we'll circle back here momentarily with more of this week's Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Matter how
Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross.
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-581-0195, 713-581-0195, or you can send an email to Nathan at npross.com, Nathan at npross.com.
Have you recently joined a real estate mentor program? BeAPlanner.com shows how real estate investments combined with proactive tax planning can generate significant wealth. However, syndication terms for private real estate partnerships are complicated. They help you assess the benefits of ownership from A acquisition to E exit. A planner wants to know what they are signing up for. BeAPlanner.com with CPA Nathan Ross. BeAPlanner.com.
Is it easy? No, it ain't. Can I fix it? No, I can't. Well, I sure ain't gonna take it lying down. Will I make it? Maybe so. Will I give up? Oh, no. I'll be fighting till I'm 6 feet underground. I'm gonna woman up and take it like a man. I'm gonna buckle up, be tough enough to take control.
Okay, welcome back to the final segment of this week's Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross. And before I pick up with more news, I had a text come in that I'll have to, I just want to address it just briefly, and then I'm going to suggest that if you want to learn more on this particular topic, fill out, you know, go to our forms page, fill out at least the first step, client profile, and then schedule a call with me, and I'll be willing to share in much more detail the answer to this question. But as many of you know, we have two of the leading investor slash mentor programs or platforms in the country based in Houston. One of them I refer to as Self-Made Millionaires platform, simply because Self-Made Millionaire himself refers to himself as Self-Made Millionaire on his radio show. And I don't refer to myself as one, and it's not because I'm not one, but I think, it's like, Jim Brown used to say, the famous Cleveland Brown running back, when you get to the finish line or the end zone, no need to showboat, no need to brag. Act like you've been there before, right? And unfortunately, I've been up and down. And I can tell you, it's like somebody, I can't remember who it was, maybe Kenny Rogers, somebody in my past I heard say, money doesn't make you happy, but can make a big down payment on that. And I don't know. I would tell you there's good and bad. I've learned over the years since I was a young CPA practicing. I've watched others. I've experienced myself. Seems to me there's two places in life. You're either worried about making enough, or once you've made it, you're worried about losing it. And yes, we try to put asset protection strategies in place, and there's nothing that substitutes for happiness. And if you're happy, it really doesn't matter whether you're up or down. And another thing that I learned a long time ago, my U of H summer school sociology class, I had a, and I've mentioned this before on the air, had a flower child, hippie type that was our teacher and our professor. And he had some common sense, though. It was odd for that dynamic. But he, one of the expressions or one of the sayings that he would tell us occasionally, he says, you know, it doesn't matter whether you think you're better or worse than somebody else in life or somebody else's plight. There's always somebody looking down at you, and there's always others that are looking up. And it's like nobody ever is really an island unto society or unto themselves. And so in any event, I use the word self-made millionaire lovingly, and I'll say that he was my mentor at one time. I joined that organization, and I joined it because of the guy that founded the competing platform in Houston that is an academy of sorts. Depends on which day you catch him on the radio. It might be an academy about health supplements or testosterone. I notice he bites off a lot of topics that surprise me that a real estate mentor might feel comfortable discussing on the air. But I don't know. I don't particularly put much value in getting that sort of information from my real estate mentors. But I'll say this. As long as he doesn't let it interfere with the NOI on the partnerships that I invest in, hey, more power to him. And, you know, I suppose all of us old guys could use some help on occasion. But in any event, the difference between what we do and what they do is that they're more of a closed platform, closed, you know, we're more like an open source piece of software where we're going to help you understand these partnership offerings. We don't sell them. We don't promote them like those organizations do. And, oh, I know they'll say they don't sell partnerships. Okay, they don't sell partnerships. They just make you be a member of their platform if you want to participate in any of them, or at least Self-Made Millionaires platform does. The other platform, you can invest directly, irrespective of what you may hear on the radio or in class. There are no closed closed opportunities with the Academy's platform. That you can invest directly with any of those syndicators. The problem is, I don't know of two of them that you might want to if you knew the reality behind the way they operate. And I would strongly encourage you to get a lot of education elsewhere before you join into that platform and become inundated with syndicators that, when you check their documents, if you'll go take the open their operating agreement or PPM and a PDF application and do a search on, quote, sole discretion, end quote, and look at all the spots in that operating agreement that in that syndicator's sole discretion, he or she can do whatever they want with your money. You don't even get a chance in some cases to vote on, like, for instance, if they wanted to raise their compensation. Many of those syndicators solely can control that decision, or what type of property to invest in. I mean, generally, they're going to tell you what they're looking for in the PPM, but, you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, they have the right, without your vote, in most cases, not all cases, but in most cases, to run the partnership as they see fit. And I'm not advocating for having 80 chefs in the kitchen. No. But I am advocating that you need some clawback on certain decisions that are significant enough that it's going to affect your money when it comes time, hopefully, to get your money back, which unfortunately, and here's another pitfall, is look at the way they're structured. Are the syndicators, the sponsors, the lead partners taking massive fees out up front, day zero, as I call it? That's the day of closing when you actually acquire a property. If they are, I'm not investing with them. I invest in these transactions, but not in the type that, you know, take $1 million or $2 million out of a $40 million transaction on day one, day zero. Who do you think, whose capital do you think that's coming from? You think the banks are lending money for the syndicator to do that? Of course not. It's coming out of your capital. And so I would suggest to you that you would like to have a chance to invest in transactions that aren't only offered through the platform that you're paying $20,000 to $25,000 to join. And you know, you'd like to have some flexibility, some leeway. There are many syndicators around the country. Syndication is a huge business now, and we help you understand syndications that you may find. We may find them and talk about them on the air. But in any event, you're not beholden to one platform or one group of people to put on transactions. It's not that it's always a bad outcome. It's just the inbreeding that happens with those scenarios is not something that I'm a fan of, even though I will tell you there are good syndicators in the Self-Made Millionaire platform. And I know I was a member of Join back in 2003, and the bulk of my clients at this moment are still members of that platform, or were members. They may not currently be, but they do a lot of things right, but there's a few things they don't quite understand, and retirement funds is one of the big ones. Unfortunately, that's got the potential to really cripple you just getting out of the gate if you pay it, if you do what they say to do, which is liquidate your retirement funds day one so you can get started. In any event, I think we're at the end of the show, and I appreciate you tuning in again. And we always enjoy doing the show, and we will be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. We hope you can tune in. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and join us again next week for another edition of Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.